Idaho has a long history of accepting refugees. The modern era of welcoming persecuted groups began in 1975, when Governor John Evans opened the doors to Vietnamese refugees. But is Idaho still as welcoming to these groups today? Frankie Barnhill has more.
According to a Washington Post analysis, Idaho ranks among the most welcoming states for refugees per capita. Other states near the top include Nebraska, the Dakotas, and Vermont, using data from 2013 and 2014. Jan Reeves is the director of the Idaho Office for Refugees and says the state has taken in about 900 people fleeing persecution this year. Most of them were Iraqi, Bhutanese, Somalian, or Congolese.
Resettlement of refugees is really a local effort, and I think the impact on communities is what matters.
He says the diversity of the countries where people come from has increased a lot since the 1980s. Reeves says that diversity has made Idaho's culture and economy more robust. Boise and Twin Falls are the two cities where refugees get placed. President Obama will decide in the next couple of weeks if the United States will take in more refugees this year and from what countries. It's not yet clear how many refugees will be resettled in Idaho. Reporting in Boise, I'm Frankie Barnhill.